It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Some really big news out of Wayne County, out of Jessup. So they have moved on from Coach John Mohring, who was hired at the beginning of the 2024 season. Did not win a game while he was there, 0-14. Now, remember, there is a caveat to that. They did get a forfeit win against Appling, I guess it was last year. So technically there's a win in there, but on the field, 0-14 was the record that John Mohring put up, and so he has resigned. This is very, very unorthodox. You don't really see a high school coach resign or get fired in the middle of the season like this. Typically, you know, they play the season out, and then when they get, you know, it's in December or so, they'll announce a change and they'll begin coaches searches and all of that stuff. So, you know, a little bit out of the norm here for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. And from what I understand, it was a mutual parting of ways. And so Wayne County will actually have an interim coach, which is the head baseball coach. He's going to finish out coaching the season over there in Jessup. So a little bit of craziness coming out of Jessup. But, you know, we've talked about on the show that program has mightily struggled, especially the last year and a half, but even before that. And, you know, that's a proud program. What is interesting to me is that is the second consecutive coach that hasn't made it out of the second year. And there also was another coach that's pretty recent. Derek Chastain did not make it out of his first year as head coach of Wayne County. And, you know, there was another coach that broke all sorts of laws with tax evasion and stuff like that. So he was obviously, you know, removed from being the Wayne County head coach. A lot of turmoil at the top of the football program for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets over, I don't know, last 5, 6, 7 seasons, whatever it's been. So, you know, that is a traditionally rich winning program, and the state of Georgia is better. High school football is better when Wayne County is better. So, you know, best of wishes to the Wayne County Yellow Jackets on getting that thing fixed, finding the right guy. You know, I'm not there in Wayne County, right? Like most of you know, like we do this show. I live on St. Simon's Island, so we do this show from St. Simon's. And so I'm not really affiliated with that program or know the ins and the outs. But I do know that there seems to be, with all these coaches, all the issues that they've had with finding coaches, they seem to have trouble finding a fit for their program. And look, the thing with John Mohring, it wasn't just wins and losses on the field. There was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. There were, you know, just, you know, a lot of unhappiness amongst the fans, the parents, the administration, the kids. And, you know, probably the best thing to do was just to part ways and move on. Middle of the season, you know, I don't know, but you know, nonetheless, that's what they've done. So I just wonder, like, you know, maybe trying to find that perfect fit as a coach, because there have been some good coaches that have taken that job. You know, John Mohring came from Savannah Country Day, and he did a pretty decent job. He was a 500 coach over there at 16-16 before he took that job with Wayne County. Jabo Shaw, he was at Rabun County before he came to Wayne, and, you know, they were really, really good. I believe he had Gunnar Stockton at quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, they were really good when he was at Rabun County. You know, Derek Chastain, you know, was an assistant for years with the Camden staff and, you know, had a lot of football under his belt and was a good coach, and that didn't work out. So just kind of wonder, you know, what the problem seems to be. It reminds me a little bit of what the MCA situation was over in Darien several years ago. Remember, they went through, like, 5 coaches in 7 years, And then finally they hired Bradley Warren, who has, you know, brought some stability to that program. And he's done a really good job with returning the Buccaneers to respectability. You know, maybe Wayne County needs to find a guy that understands that, that maybe is from there, right? Like a younger guy that's from there and understands the culture, understands what is exactly being asked of him, and, you know, has the background and pedigree to be able to kind of understand the dynamics of Jessup and Wayne County, where instead of bringing in a coach from somewhere else, just a suggestion, I don't know. Obviously, I'm assuming they would want to go and get the best coach possible. But, you know, it just, you know, you've hired some good coaches and it hasn't worked out. So, you know, reevaluate what you're doing. I don't know. Anyway, so high school football week six we're heading into. So we're going to jump into this and give some scores from week five. And we're going to try to do, well, you know, I don't know if we're, I spent 6 minutes talking about the Wayne County situation. I plan to spend two. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern SportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. All right, so we don't quite have a full segment under our belt, but I literally have 3 minutes to go through scores from week five. I don't want to blow through it that quickly, so we're going to step away, and then on the other side, we'll just, you know, we'll figure this out, and we'll try to, like, I don't know, you know, we're going to do, you know, college games and upcoming games for high school, and, you know, we may try to figure something to cut to be able to get all the, that's the thing about this show. We jam-pack a lot. We do the show for an hour, and there is a lot jam-packed into this show each and every week. So we'll figure it out.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Week six of the high school football season and key region matchups everywhere. Statesboro heads over to Hinesville to take on Bradwell. MCA welcomes Screven to the ship in Darien. Brunswick hosts Greenbrier between the bricks at Glenn County Stadium. A huge rivalry game takes place in Guyton between Effingham and South Effingham, and another big one as Brooks takes a visit to the Bears Den in Blackshear to play Pierce. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, Luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like. Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
So last segment, we talked about the Wayne County stuff. So now we're going to jump into scores from last week. And so, yeah, let's get to that. Some interesting stuff going on for sure. All right. So McClay and Valwood. Valwood suffers a heartbreaking 35-34 loss at home last week to McClay. Frederica and Stratford. Frederica took a trip up that way and played up, right? And Stratford came away with a 28-13 win. John Millage and Bullock Academy, big game in the GISA. Remember, John Millage won all of those back-to-back, to whatever, like five straight, whatever it was, state championships in GISA. Bullock Academy, of course, won the 4A last year. So a huge game over in Milledgeville. John Millage gets the win, 27-18 over two true powerhouses in the GISA. Pierce County and New Hampstead. Pierce took a trip over there and they obliterated New Hampstead, 39-14. Jenkins and Beach, I'm talking about obliterated. Jenkins 63, Beach 14. Colquitt County and Lee County, which in my opinion, definitely the game of the week in South Georgia, maybe the entire state. Colquitt got a big lead in that game early, and they were blowing the doors off of Lee County over in Leesburg. And then Lee made a frantic comeback and got close, got to within a touchdown, but Lee does go down to Colquitt, 43-36. Lowndes and Kell, that was at the Concrete Palace, and Lowndes took care of business, 38-7 over Kell. Richmond Hill and the aforementioned Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Richmond Hill took Wayne County to the woodshed, 41-9. You might see Richmond Hill in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Tift and Houston. I thought this game was going to be closer than it was. Tift had been playing really well. Of course, I thought Houston was going to win. But Houston won by the tune of 57-14 over the Blue Devils. I thought that game would be closer. South Gwinnett and Valdosta. Valdosta 41-3 winners over South Gwinnett. Bradwell and Effingham, a game that I didn't really know what to expect. Of course, Bradwell had upset Glenn. Effingham got blown out by Brunswick, so I really wasn't sure what to expect in that game, and it was close. Effingham 43, Bradwell 35. Boy, that region is just—I don't know what to make of that Coastal Georgia region in 5A plus the Augusta schools. I have no idea what to make of that thing. Speaking of Brunswick, they went up to Evans in Augusta and they pulled one, 65-0. They had Evans on the running clock in the entire second half and still scored 65. That's nuts. Glenn Academy and Statesboro, that was a game, again, I didn't really know what to expect. Statesboro had beaten Greenbrier the prior week. Glenn had fallen to Bradwell. I mentioned that upset. And Glenn really handled Statesboro and pulled away late, 36-8. Glenn Academy over Statesboro. Lakeside Evans and South Effingham. 2014 winners, South Effingham. Their first win in the region. They've only played one region game, so they're currently undefeated in the region, sitting atop things, at least as far as no losses are concerned. So South Effingham 2014 over Lakeside Evans. Coffee and Gadsden, Florida. Coffee 23, Gadsden, Florida 12. A game that really, that's kind of what you expected, although I did think Coffee would score a few more points. Burke and Northside, again, a game I really wasn't too sure about, not sure what to make of either team. Burke County beats Northside 28-14. Windsor Forest and Calvary Day. Calvary Day survived Southeast Bullock last week. Southeast Bullock should have won the football game. They did not. Calvary Day found a way to win late. And so they recovered the get-right game against Windsor Forest, 49-0. Calvary Day woodsheds Windsor Forest. Groves and the Islands. The Islands goes to Groves and beats the Scottish Rebels 31-18. Johnson of Savannah and the aforementioned Southeast Bullock. Yellow Jackets, Southeast Bullock, 47-13 winners over Johnson. Long County and Liberty County. I thought Long County was going to pull that thing out. If they had, they might have gotten into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings instead. Liberty 40 and Long County 34. It's Long County's first loss of the season. Cross Creek and West Lawrence. Boy, West Lawrence looks good so far. 56-0 winners over Cross Creek. DeLand, Florida took a trip up to Baxley to play Appling, and they left Appling with a W. 46-30, DeLand over Appling. Twiggs and Josie. Josie, 38-14 winners over Twiggs County. Swainsboro and Thompson. Of course, Thompson a couple of classifications higher than Swainsboro, and it was a great game. 44-42, Swainsboro finds a way to win that football game. You might see Swainsboro in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. You've seen them recently a lot. Lanier and Bacon County. Bacon goes to Lanier and comes away with a 27-21 win. Brooks and Fitzgerald. They played that game in Fitzgerald. Brooks came from Quitman and put it on the Purple Hurricane. 21-3 winners was Brooks County. Brooks has got another big one coming up this week. Vidalia and Dodge County. Dodge 32, Vidalia 13. I thought that Vidalia would win the game. I really did. And they didn't even get close. 32-13, Dodge over Vidalia. Dublin and East Lawrence, 37-13, Dublin over East Lawrence. Pretty much what you would expect. Fellowship Christian and Savannah Christian. Listen to this score. Fellowship Christian 52, Savannah Christian 21. What is going on up in Savannah with the Red Raiders? I mean, giving up 52 points? That's not Savannah Christian football. Toombs and Charlton. Charlton took the trip to Toombs County. They left getting blown out. 59-7, Toombs. You might see Toombs in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They're off to a good start. We're halfway through the year. It's week six. Clinch County and Mitchell County. Clinch 21, Mitchell 6. Clinch remains undefeated. Bryan County and Portal. Good game. Bryan County goes to Portal and wins 42-35. MCA and Claxton. I told you that that would be a get-right game for the Buccaneers. They would go to Claxton. They'd put up a bunch of points, and they would look a lot better. That game was close. Claxton was in the game. 22-14 was the final. MCA found a way, but boy, it was a scare. Jenkins County and ECI. I thought Jenkins County would win the game. I thought Jenkins County would win the game by 10 points or so. ECI beat them 35-34 overtime. Good win for ECI. Metter and Savannah. Savannah 6, Metter 28. Pretty much what you would expect in that game. 28-6 winners, Metter over Savannah. And Johnson County and Troutland. Johnson County 28, Troutland 13. So those are your scores from all of the games last week. On the other side of the break, we will preview the games that we have coming up this week.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists, high quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Football season is finally here, and whether you cheer for the red and white, blue and gold, or the green and gray, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered for your team's colors and logos. So come on in and let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you show your team spirit. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Okay, so I fibbed to you. I told you that we were going to do the upcoming games. Not necessarily true. I forgot that we need to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Before we do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, exit 29 off of I-95, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Okay, so let's get to it. These are the games that are, no, this is the, see, I want to do it. That's what I want to do. I want to talk about the games that are upcoming. But we're not. Instead, we're going to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's refresh from last week. Number 10, we had Richmond Hill. 9, we had Peach. 8, Clinch. 7 was Camden. 6 was Lowndes. 5 was Houston. 4, Valdosta. 3 was Worth County. 2, Swainsboro. And the number 1 team last week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings were the Ware County Gators. Okay. We do not have anybody falling out. Everybody that was in last week is in again. However, we do have a shakeup. There are lots of teams that moved up and down based on what they did. So every week I like to give this disclaimer. I will do it again. These are not my rankings. There is a formula that processes wins, quality wins, strength of schedule, all of the things that you would want in a ranking. There's a formula for that. To be eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, You must be around about I-16 or south. You must be round about I-75 or east. If you're in that little square, you're eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Okay, so at number 10, falling one spot, coming off of a bye, Peach County at number 10. At number 9, moving up one spot, coming off the 41-9 win over Wayne County, the Richmond Hill Wildcats at number 9. Richmond Hill looks really good. They may be a serious contender in the SEC high school region of the state, right? That's Region 1-6A. That's Valdosta and Colquitt and all those folks. But Richmond Hill looks really good. 41-9 winners over Wayne. They move up a spot from 10-9 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Number 8, falling one spot, coming off of a bye, the Camden County Wildcats at number 8. At number 7, also coming off of a bye, falling four spots, a dramatic fall, Worth County falls from 3-7 off of the bye. At number 6, a team that last week was formerly number 1, they fall five spots all the way to 6, coming off of a bye. At number 6, the Ware County Gators. At number 3, our biggest mover, upward anyway, moving up three spots with a 21-6 win over Mitchell County. At number 5, the Clinch County Panthers. At number 4, moving up two spots from 6-4 with a 38-7 win over Kell, the Lowndes County Vikings. At number 3, also moving up two spots with a 57-14 win over Tift County, the Houston County Bears check in at number 3. The number 2 team this week moving up two spots as well, a 41-3 winner over South Gwinnett, the Valdosta Wildcats at number 2 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And the number 1 team, for the first time this season, with a 44-42 nail-biting win over Thompson, moving up one spot, the Swainsboro Tigers. They've been number 1 before, haven't been there in a couple of years. They are the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Let's recap. At number 10, Peach County. At number 9, Richmond Hill. At number 8, Camden. At number 7, Worth. At number 6, Ware County. At number 5, Clinch County. At number 4, Lowndes. Number 3, Houston. Number 2, the Valdosta Wildcats. And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the first time this year, the Swainsboro Tigers are the number 1 team this week, supplanting the Ware County Gators, who fell all the way to 6th. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture Outlet. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Okay, so finally, we actually do get to the point to next segment. We get to talk about the games that are actually happening. We're actually going to do it. I've been teasing it for 2 segments.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the 2-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire, too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide, and let us keep your family in style.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia Shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Week 6 of the high school football season is now here and upon us. And so we'll talk about some of these games that are going to be played this weekend. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, here we go. Brookwood at Frederica. Brookwood heads under the oaks, or in the bloody marsh, as I like to say. Give me the Frederica Knights to bounce back from a couple of straight losses. Valwood at North Florida Christian. I don't know a lot about North Florida Christian. I think they're pretty good. I'll take Valwood. Valwood on the road. Bullock Academy at Strong Rock. I don't remember the last time it was that Bullock Academy lost back-to-back games. I don't think it's going to happen this week either. Give me Bullock on the road over Strong Rock. Benedictine at Westminster. Give me Benedictine. Dayton, Florida at Coffee. That's Daytona Beach, Florida, actually. That's not Dayton, Florida. Daytona Beach. It's misspelled here. You got to get that right, folks. All you folks that do the preparing stuff for me, make sure it's right. When you hand it to me, triple check it. Daytona Beach, Florida at Coffee. Give me Coffee to win the game. Royal Beach, Florida at Camden. Another blowout over a Florida team for the Camden County Wildcats. Rickards, Florida at Colquitt. Now all of a sudden, Camden's doing all this. Now all of a sudden, everybody wants to play teams out of Florida. Colquitt, no exception. Colquitt wins in the hog pen over Rickards, Florida. Richmond Hill at Buckholz, Florida. Jesus Christmas, are you kidding me? Richmond Hill gets the win on the road. Statesboro at Bradwell. Huge region implications in this football game. I think the winner of this game has got a really good shot to get the number two seed certainly gives themselves a really good chance to make the playoffs. The game is in Hinesville. If you go to Hinesville, you know you're going to get flagged. Give me Statesboro. I'm going to take the Blue Devils to win this game. I was really stunned how poorly they played against. They played okay in the first quarter against Glenn Academy last week at Glenn County Stadium, and then Glenn just dominated them for the remaining three quarters. I was really surprised at that. But give me Statesboro to beat Bradwell. Greenbrier between the bricks at Brunswick. Good luck, Greenbrier. You're going to give up a lot of points. Effingham at South Effingham. Big time rivalry game. The game's in Guyton. It's at the Corral. Those two schools don't like each other. It's always an event when these two schools get together. Effingham has dominated this recently. I think they continue to. Effingham beat South Effingham on the road and hands the Mustangs their first region loss. Glenn at Lakeside Evans. Glenn, the ultimate Jekyll and Hyde team. Complete split personality. I'll take them to go on the road and win in Augusta and beat Lakeside Evans. Peach at Northside. Northside, of course, a couple of classifications higher than Peach County. I think this is a close game. I've got Peach circled. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to go with Northside. Warner Robins at Veterans. Give me Warner Robins in a key region matchup. Warner Robins gets the win. Tallahassee Lincoln, they're out of Florida. They will go to the Swamp to play the Ware County Gators. Dreams go to die in Waycross. Ware County beats Tallahassee Lincoln. Trying to get back to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings number one spot. Beach at Long County. I think Long rebounds at home in Ludowice and takes down Beach. Calvary Day at Jenkins. Again, Calvary Day, I think, handles Jenkins. Groves at Johnson of Savannah. I had Groves originally circled. I scratched it out. I've got Johnson of Savannah now. So give me Johnson to win the football game over Groves. I'm pretty sure that's going to be a competitive game. It's going to be who can out-sorry each other. Liberty at the Islands. Give me Liberty County to beat the Islands. And I think the Islands are a pretty decent team, especially because, you know, they're out of Savannah. They might be the best of the group outside of New Hampstead in the private schools. I think that's where their pecking order is, but I think Liberty gets it done. Windsor Forest is Southeast Bullock. You're going to Brooklet, Windsor Forest. That is becoming a very tough place to play. Southeast Bullock, a program on the rise. They are millimeters. Southeast Bullock is. They are millimeters away from being a state power. Southeast Bullock blows out Windsor Forest in Brooklet. West Laurens at Harlem. Give me West Laurens to blow out Harlem. I don't even think that game will be close. Miller County at Appling. Oh, boy. I'll take the Pirates to rebound after losing to DeLand last week. Give me Appling County to win the football game. Crisp at Swainsboro. Swainsboro showed us a lot beating Thompson this last week, who, like I said, two or three classifications higher than the Tigers. Swainsboro still got it done. They're at home this week against Crisp. And Thompson's a good football team. So is Crisp. Swainsboro gets the win. The Tigers keep rolling. Brooks County at Pierce County. Boy, this is a powerhouse game. Brooks coming off of a big-time win. They're going to the Bears Den. Nobody goes to Pierce and wins anymore. It just doesn't happen. Pierce County beats Brooks County in the Bears Den in Blackshear. Tatnall at Savannah Country Day. If this game would have been played 2 years ago, which it was, I would pick Savannah Country Day, which I did. But it's not 2 years ago. It's 2025. I'm picking Tatnall County to go to Savannah Country Day and win. Give me Tatnall over Savannah Country Day. Thomasville at Bacon. Give me Bacon County. Bacon's looked good so far. Brantley at Jeff Davis. When the season started, I had this game circled, and I said to myself, the winner of this game is the four seed out of that region. The winner of this game gets in the playoffs. The loser is out. Brantley has not kept up their end of the bargain. Jeff Davis has. Jeff Davis has looked really good. Give me the Jeff Davis Yellow Jackets to beat Brantley County. Fitzgerald at Worth County. Fitzgerald got handled last week by Brooks, losing 21-3. won't be any different. They'll be on the road this week at Worth, and Worth County will beat the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. East Lawrence at Dodge. Give me Dodge County. Jefferson County at Dublin. Give me Dublin to win the football game. ECI at Bryan County. This is going to be a really good football game. It's a region matchup. All of those teams at the top tier of that region are real close in talent. ECI coming off of a big-time overtime win last week. I think ECI goes on the road. I think they go to Bryan County, and I think they beat the Redskins. Give me ECI to beat Bryan County on the road. Claxton at Jenkins County. Claxton gave MCA a scare last week. 22-14 was the final in that game, and most folks thought MCA was going to go over there and beat the brakes off the Tigers. It did not go that way. Claxton this week is on the road, a tough Jenkins County team. I think Jenkins County gets it done, and I think they get it done in a big way. Speaking of those MCA Buccaneers, Screven pays a visit to the Ship in Darien to play MCA. Screven's a really good football team. Screven can run the ball with anybody. It doesn't matter. Screven's going to run the dang ball, and Screven is good at running the football. So give me Screven County to go to the Ship and beat Darien, or beat MCA in Darien in their place. Portal at Metter. Portal coming off of a really tough loss to Bryan County. Metter looked good last week. This isn't the same Metter County, or Metter County. There's no such thing as Metter County. It's Candler County, Metter High School. Thanks. Metter's not the same Metter Tigers from a few years back. Portal's not the same Portal from a few years back. Give me the Portal Panthers to go on the road and beat the Metter Tigers. I don't think that sentence ever was dreamed of anybody ever saying, but I've said it. Portal Panthers go to Candler County and they beat Metter in Metter. Wilcox at Troutland County. Give me Wilcox in that game for sure. So those are the games that are coming up. We're going to talk some college football, and then I also will try, if we can squeeze it in, you know, we talked a lot about Wayne County in the opening segment, which we didn't plan to. So if we can squeeze it in, I'm going to give you my college football top 10 rankings as well. But we will definitely pick college games in the next segment. I promise, no fibbing.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Show has flown by. We're already here in the last segment. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Our final read of the day. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. That's me, Georgia's most listened to sports show, and that's true. High school football coaches shows and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. Okay, so week four of the college football season, and here we go with that. A little late on the music bed. We got to get today's been a little rough. Today's been a little rough for folks here in studio. We had stuff misspelled in prep. We've been a little weird on the beds today. We're going to tighten the ship next week, guys. Jobs are on the line. No joke. All right. Texas Tech, number 17, on the road at number 16, Utah. Give me Texas Tech to go on the road and win at Utah. I don't think Utah's very good, honestly. UAB at number 15, Tennessee. Explain something to me. Just general math. I'd like to know how this works. AP, I'm talking to you. Last week, Tennessee came into the Georgia game ranked 15th. They lose the game to Georgia, and they come in the following ranked 15th. How do you lose a game and not fall in the rankings? I'm a little confused. Tell me how this works, especially when you hosed Georgia a couple of years ago and kept them out of the college football playoff. Explain to me, please, how a team loses a game and doesn't fall. They missed the dang field goal. That's on them. They didn't get hosed by a penalty. They missed the dang field goal. End of story. Anyway, they're at home, licking their wounds. They'll be hosting UAB. Give me Tennessee. Oregon State at number 6, Oregon. Boy, this game has lost its luster. This used to be a big-time rivalry game. Now the talent discrepancy between these two schools is just Grand Canyon. Give me number 6, Oregon at home to beat Oregon State. Purdue at number 24, Notre Dame. Here's something else I don't understand. AP, again, I'm talking to you. Notre Dame is ranked 24th, and they haven't won a football game. How in the world do you have a team that is ranked inside the top 25, and they're winless? We're a couple weeks in. They've played twice, and they've lost both games. How do you still have them ranked? Who is doing the rankings? Number 24, Notre Dame at home against Purdue. Give me 24, Notre Dame to march to knock their first win. If they lose, they might move up to 15 and to be a tie with Tennessee. Who knows? 21, Michigan at Nebraska. Careful, Michigan. I'm picking you to win the game, but there's a part of me that just says, I don't know. I like Nebraska. I think this game's closer than what we think. Give me 21, Michigan. Kent State at number 7, Florida State. Give me FSU to win. Tulane at 13, Ole Miss. I'll take the Rebels at home. 22, Auburn at number 11, Oklahoma. Oklahoma has looked great early on. Auburn's looked good. Both teams undefeated. Give me Oklahoma at home. I think Oklahoma has looked better than Auburn But it's the SEC. You never know. I'll take Oklahoma. Temple at 18, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, huge win over Clemson. I told you guys this. I told you when the season started that Georgia Tech was going to be in the mix in the ACC. Give me Georgia Tech to beat Temple at home. South Carolina at 23, Missouri. South Carolina, a stunning loss last week to Vandy. They will right the ship, and they will upset Missouri in Columbia. Not South Carolina, Columbia. Missouri, Columbia. Columbia, Missouri. Whatever. Florida at number four, Miami. Billy Napier, I hope your home's on the market because you're not going to be in Gainesville very long. They're about to run you out of town, and they may run you out of town after the Miami game. Miami's going to blow out Florida. Number nine, Illinois at 19, Indiana. Give me 19, Indiana for the upset at home. Georgia State at number 20, Vandy. Give me Vandy. I would pick Georgia State if they were a little better. They're a little down this year. I'll take Vanderbilt at home. Southeast Louisiana at number three, LSU. Louisiana State, give me LSU. Sam Houston at number eight, Texas. Give me Texas. Michigan State at 25, USC. USC cracks the top 25 for the first time this year. I think they win, but I think this game's close because I don't think USC is very good. Arkansas at Memphis in the SEC. Give me Arkansas. Northern Illinois at Mississippi State. Give me Mississippi State. In the ACC, Bowling Green at Louisville. I'll take the Cardinals. SMU at TCU. I will take TCU to beat SMU at home. Syracuse at Clemson. Boy, I would love to circle Syracuse in this game. But Clemson is better than Syracuse. Clemson will win in Death Valley. Wofford at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech reeling a little bit now. They'll beat Wofford. North Carolina at UCF. Give me the Knights. I'm on the night train to beat North Carolina in Orlando. Stanford at Virginia. Give me Stanford to win the game. In the Big 12. No Big 12 games in the Sun Belt. Arkansas State at Kennesaw State. Give me Arkansas State. Coastal Carolina at South Alabama. I'll take South Alabama. Maine at Georgia Southern. Give me Georgia Southern. And Southern Miss at Louisiana Tech. I will take Louisiana Tech. Okay, so we're real crunched on time. But I've got a little bit here where I can give you my top 10. I'm going to give you my top 10 from last week. Last week it was South Carolina, Oklahoma, Georgia. 10 was South Carolina, 9 was Oklahoma, 8 was Georgia, 7 was South Florida, 6 Florida State, 5 Penn State, 4 Miami, 3 LSU, 2 Oregon, and 1 was Ohio State. Okay, I got a new number 1. At number 10, falling out of the rankings, by the way, South Carolina fell out, South Florida fell out. So moving in, these are my rankings. There's no formula. This is who I'm telling you is the top 10 teams in the country right now, based on what they've done. At number 10, Vanderbilt is my 10th best team in the country. At number 9, Georgia Tech. At number 8, Oklahoma. At number 7, Florida State. At number 6, LSU. At number 5, Penn State. 4, Oregon. 3, I moved the Dogs up 5 spots. Number 3, the Georgia Bulldogs. 2, Ohio State. And 1, I moved Miami to number 1 after what they did to South Florida, who had looked good early on, and I think they're going to look really good against Florida. So, recap. I know, I'm getting yelled at, producers, got to go. I know. Vanderbilt at number 10, 9, Georgia Tech, 8, Oklahoma, 7, Florida State, 6, LSU, 5, Penn State, 4, Oregon, 3, Georgia, 2, Ohio State, and 1, the Miami Hurricanes, the number 1 team, according to me. Jason Bishop. So those are my top 10. They're playing the outro music. They're running me out of the studio. Get out of here. Let's go.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Week 6 of the high school football season and key region matchups everywhere. Statesboro heads over to Hinesville to take on Bradwell. MCA welcomes Screven to the ship in Darien. Brunswick hosts Greenbrier between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. A huge rivalry game takes place in Guyton between Effingham and South Effingham, and another big one as Brooks takes a visit to the Bears' Den in Blackshear to play Pierce. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.